it's like, I don't know, sometimes I think it's like riding a bicycle. You come, you ride, you go up the hill, and maybe you don't get to the top, and then you slide down again, and then you pray. I pray, I go quiet, because you've got to keep your energy being coming from God. So just go quiet, quieter, yeah, ba 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 ba, and then I go, yeah, ba ba ba, and it builds again, ba 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 ba, and then you can go over the top and down, or you can say, oh, come down again, yeah, ba. If we keep the full force of our prayer the whole time, we will just wipe out. And it's like, you've got to see this prayer punches rather than prayer pushing. It's like ya ba 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 ba, it's a punch. Ka ba 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 down, ya ba 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 ba, you gather it again, and ya ba ba, it's another punch, you see. And you go over the top, and then you get that peace. And now when Elijah was up on Mount Carmel, we looked at that. He prayed, yeah, ba, 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 ba. And I don't know if he prayed in understanding, but I mean in the spirit, he couldn't have, because he wasn't born again. But he prayed in such a way, with such a temper, it was heartfelt, earnest prayer. And he was able to, yeah, yes, Lord, yeah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, thank you for the rain, thank you for the rain, thank you, yes, yes, oh! You see? And he goes, oh, down he comes. Don't look. Is it done? No, nothing. Kia, oh Lord, send the rain. It's time for the rain, Father. It's time for the rain. You said, your word said, you said in the rain. Thank you for the rain. Rain! He's coming out here, you see? And it goes down. Like a thing. Go and look. Six times, he just kept on like that. Now we're doing this with the Spirit.
Amen.
And we've got to learn now to, we can do it in our understanding, but it's so difficult to maintain that fervency, that prayer intensity would be the word. Like if you look in, it's Luke 22 verse 44, where it says when Jesus prayed in the garden, it says the sweat was dropping out in that blood. And it tells us in Hebrews that we haven't resisted to the point of bloodshed. When you pray in the Spirit, I'm telling you, it's possible for us to sweat blood. We can do it. We can maintain that intensity by His power. We're strong in Him and in His power. Okay? So we can go, yeah, 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 yeah. But we're going to do it in step with Him. Yeah! And down. Let me clap. Because it's quite difficult to, because you guys are going through, so it's great.
I just
want
to make a comment on that.
Yeah.
When he's leading a song, you're allowed to pray whilst your eyes are open, so that we can take our instructions from.
Yeah.
Because we are just going, just take the instructions, okay? Just open your eyes so that you can see what we're
doing. Yeah, if you want. Okay, when I clap, if we're increasing tempo, so from your innermost being, with the rivers of living water. These things are not intellectually initiated. It's coming, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, straight to our spirit, He's given us the utterance, and it's bypassing our mind and it's coming out of our mouth. Okay. But the wonderful thing, God has given us a spirit of love, of power, and a sound mind. So our mind now is alive to the things of God. If we will just turn it onto the things of God and say, what is this? Look, listen, learn. And then you'll start, you just get more and more at home in the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, so we're going to go again. And okay, just every now and then, if you like praying with your eyes closed, and I look, I do. But every now and then, just look what I'm doing, okay? If I start making lots of that, if I'm just tapping like, then I'm saying increase tempo. But just watch me, and if I say like this, then you stop. Okay, so we can just again get this thing right. Good. Just a few more like this, then you're going to get it.
Amen.
Easy. Right. So 1, 2, 3, go. Cool. close your eyes and just see how much God is with you. Because you're working with the Spirit. He's here. He's all over you. Your spirit is aroused by God. It says in Ephesians 5 verse 18, it says, ever be stimulated by the Holy Spirit. He's stirred us up now. We've pressed in, and then He's got a hold of us. Okay, let's do that once more. We've done what? Twice. Elijah went 7 times.
Yeah.
So you see, you have to get fit. That's why we do it in Him. The idea is to push just at that vital time when it's time to push.
Wow, yeah.
But that was fantastic what you did.
Yeah.
I really felt like we were at working like an act. We were cutting in and it was weight. Alright, so we're going to do it again. 3, 2, 1, go! good time to close your eyes and look to see. You can look by saying, Lord, what you doing? Lord, show me. Or you're just seated. It's in the eyes of your imagination. You're there, but we're talking about the eyes of your heart, the light. It's heavenly, sanctified, your imagination. Yabba Shaku, thank you, Father. Holy God, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, what I said to you was we practicing now. I believe God has been doing something, which He always does. He takes every opportunity, He does something. But there's been expansion. He's been expanding. Expanding your capacity. You see, rivers flow, but rivers start as trickles, and then the more they flow, they become bigger and bigger and bigger if there's pressure behind it. I don't know if any of you, there was a story about it was from Holland, because they've got these dikes everywhere that hold the water out, and the one dike sprung a leak and the water was starting to come through the wall. And the little boy saw the water coming through the wall, and he quickly was stuck his finger in it to block it, because what would have happened is it would have washed away the sand and washed away the sand, and the stream would have got stronger and stronger and stronger. Eventually it would have been a rushing torrent that would have taken the whole dike down. In a way, that's what happens with us and the things of God. When we stir up the rivers, it starts off as maybe a small river. There's rivers in every one of us. And as we work, like we're working now, it just expands and expands and expands. And these rivers take us over into the supernatural, to the words of knowledge, the words of wisdom, the gifts of faith, the working of miracles, the gifts of healing, all these things, and you know, revelations, wisdom, knowledge, tongues, interpretation, all comes out of this, because the rivers are moving through us and expanding our capacity as we go. And that's what I've said God's been doing right now in every one of you. He's been letting those stirrings expand and enlarge you. Because you do, you get fit, you get strong. Father, we thank you for your word. And thank you, Lord, that we are changed. When the Spirit gets a hold of us, we change. We're not the same people. Thank you, Father. I also sense there's an expansion in the atmosphere around us. Remember we said when Moses held up his hand, there was something in the atmosphere that made Israel win. And in 1 Timothy 2, when we hold up our hands, there's something in the atmosphere that gets men saved and creates a climate where we can live peaceful lives and the gospel can prosper. It pushes out, these rivers push out poverty, they push out curses and hardship, they push out dissensions. You eventually think, oh, what is that about anyway? Hey, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Let's forget about that. That stupid thing. That's nothing in the face of eternity, in the face of the glory of God. Yeah, Baba. All right, I want you to do a quiet tongue now. We're going to do a different tongue. We're just going to do a tongue that is worshipful. This is not an expansion. This is not a river flowing out to open up space. This is just us, just in tongues, by the Holy Spirit enabling us, just expressing our love and our worship to the Father. Okay? You happy with that? You can raise your hands if you like. Okay. said he would do because he believes in Jesus, if he came and he prayed here for someone to be healed, if they didn't understand the words, guess what? They'd be healed. Not so.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we've got to, we must trust. This is real language. This is the Holy Spirit. This is the sword of the Spirit. And he can take from that which he's doing, and he can give us something from the Logos, which when we speak out our mouth, he can say, speak this word, then it's Rhema. That's the living word spoken from a living being. So we will practice again tomorrow, and what's going to happen is, as you get better at this, you start, you know, there's someone who might be more sensitive or might be quicker to pick up things. The rest of you just run behind them. You follow them. Whatever. And it would be a leader's job to be the conductor by the Holy Spirit to say up, 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 like I was doing, or just come down, come down, come down. But as you get used to it, we pray, we don't even speak, we don't make signs, and it's like we're so used to each other, that's what happens, that you get to a place where you pray, you get into a quiet place, and someone say, oh, I've just seen this, I've just seen that, and you know, it's just like the Holy Spirit's directing the whole thing, and you say, great, let's work on that, thank you Lord, we're going with that. And go with what he's showing you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I can feel the Spirit on me. I can feel him. Wait. Worship you, Jesus. Worship you. Worship you, Father. Teach us, Lord, your ways. Right.